Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me this evening. I am Victoria Gaither, your exhausted television host tonight for the show. A crazy, crazy day in the Washington, D.C. area. And this is basically, I guess, what I consider phase two of the day. So tonight we are going to be talking to Michael Kay. He is absolutely a wonderful, wonderful person. Had the opportunity to actually meet him on Facebook, and he's been with me for quite some time. So I promoted him because he has a great personality, and he's very much into the entertainment world and loves every single thing entertainment. So now he has become the co-host, the entertainment co-host, excuse me, of At Home with Victoria. So tonight I just basically wanted this to be a show about him, just to kind of introduce him to all of my fans and also the audience out there, as well as to let him talk a little bit about what he has done so far, because little did I know about Michael that he is a go-getter, and behind the scenes I basically gave him the dates for his show, which right now consists of every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, and he just started emailing me back with all of his information saying, hey, I've got this person's coming. So to make a long story short, this guy has already basically booked pretty much a month's worth of guests on the show. So we're going to go ahead and get him on the line. I'm hoping this is Michael that's calling in on 610, because there's a lot of people on the line waiting to actually talk to Michael just to say hello. So if I get the wrong person, then I will put you back on hold, and then we can bring Michael actually back out on the line. Also want to thank our guests inside the chat room, as well as Linda, and also my girl Christina is inside the chat room as well. So the chat room is going to sort of be a free-for-all tonight, because normally Michael helps us with the chat room, but he's live on the air. So we'll put Linda and Christina in charge of the chat room tonight. So ladies, I'll leave the chat room up to you and let you guys go ahead and deal with that. But let's see if this is Michael. Hi, Michael, is this you? Hi, Michael, are you with us? Hi, Michael, are you with us?
I'm here, Victoria. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Hello.
Oh, fantastic. Hello, Sugar Plum.
Your Sugar Plum is exhausted. I took your advice, and when I left the television shoot, I took a nap, and it felt so great.
How did the shoot go? I'm curious.
I know. So I posted some of the pictures on Facebook, and the shoot went really well. This is you remember Joe Smith, who was on our show with Video Hair Magazine.
It was basically
a shoot that I did with Joe, and we did like four different segments at Hush Boutique. So one was about accessories. The second one was about what we're going to see in stores this fall in terms of fashion. The third one was about curvy women and how, you know, we need to dress, which was my favorite segment, because a lot of times, you know, with kind of curvy women, we wear stuff that we really shouldn't wear. So I was all on that segment. And then we just basically talked about Hush Boutique, but we got there at like 10:30, and we didn't really get finished taping until close to 4 o'clock. So it was like an entire kind of morning into afternoon. So the nap was really well.
Good. Much needed nap. I love a good nap in the afternoon.
I know, and I try to take them as much as possible. What about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big napper. I just need like 20 minutes just to close my eyes and, you know, just kind of regroup.
Now, the other thing that I know that you do, and both of us do this, we're both very blessed to have an actual swimming pool at our house. I know sometimes you'll take a dip in the pool as opposed to taking a nap.
Yeah, big pool guy. It's been a great summer. My tan is fantastic. I'm almost the same color as you, believe it or not.
Are you serious?
Yes, it looks fantastic.
I love it. Well, then, if that's the case, you really got a tan, dude, if that's the case. But anyway, I know you've been on before, just kind of briefly, and you kind of gave everybody your background story. And I always love your background story, because I'm fascinated with the industry that you were in for so many years, which basically has to do with the beauty industry. So tell everybody a little bit about that, and actually how you ended up here in the U.S.
Sure. started all back in a small town. I came from a very small town, Priestville, Saskatchewan, population 1,250, and that's counting all the squirrels and all the cats. So that's how small it was. And everybody is either hunting or trapping or farming. And I was the one working at Millie's Hair Hut in the basement with my permed and highlighted hair. So you kind of could tell where that was going. And so, long story short, did hair for 23 years with Elizabeth Arden Red Door Spas and Salons. Met my partner of 13 years, Steve McGraw from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And we met at a Elizabeth Arden convention. Both of us were on the core training team, so we kind of traveled around giving seminars, updating on new looks and what's trendsetting and everything like that. And kind of hooked up. We've been together for 13 years, and now I'm sitting in Delaware. Steve has now secondary progressive MS, so we've retired for about the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. And having a great time, just having a better life now than ever.
And, you know, one of the things that I want you to go a little bit into, because when you talked about Elizabeth Arden, a part of your job was cool because you were the person who would go to different cities and go into different stores and basically, you know, kind of set the stores up and sort of put things in play. What was that like for you? Was it hard or easy? Because you kind of already have a look. So was it just a matter of you making it happen?
Well, it was different because I was cutting hair for so many years. And then when I moved into management, I took over the Bala Cynwyd location at the Red Door here in Philadelphia. And then became general manager of the King of Prussia location, and making the transition from that into management is always different because hairdressers are very free-spirited people. We're a very proud people and stuff like that. So try managing that. You know, that's a lot of creative energy to harness. But we did great. Our salons were very successful, and I was just happy and blessed to work with a bunch of talented people. So.
And now this is kind of like your perhaps third or fourth phase of your career into broadcasting now. Now, you had actually said to me that, you know, with your job in terms of what you were doing before, you know, you're always kind of talking and communicating, but it just wasn't sort of, you know, in front of a microphone where tens of thousands of people could actually hear you at one time. So I was just really cool that, you know, you really embracing this entire broadcasting thing when I came to you and said, hey, I think you'll be really good at this. Do you want to join the show with me and we can just have some fun together?
Oh, absolutely. I was all in. Seriously, stand behind a chair cutting hair for 23 years. Honey, I have stories. I can't name names, but you get to talk to a lot of different people, and that's basically what the radio is, except I get to sit around in my robe and do it. So it's
Exactly.
And the traffic is always easy for me. I get from the bedroom to the bathroom to the computer, so everything is all laid out nice. No traffic jams,
yes.
No nothing.
Yes, it's basically all there within your reach. So I had mentioned to all of our listeners before I got you on the line with us live that you have already started like booking all of these people for the show. So I knew when you started sending me emails, and basically everyone, it was, let's say for example, it was like a Wednesday when I said, hey, Michael, do you want to do this? I sort of kind of told him to do it. I didn't really ask. And then he says, yeah, this is a great idea, blah, 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 I'll do this. And then all of a sudden the next day, like basically that evening, he, like, started sending me emails saying, hey, I've got this person, I got this person. And I was like, wow, like, this all happened in a matter of basically 24 hours. So talk a little bit about some of the people that you've already talked to and that you've booked on the show, because it's a nice wide variety of people in the entertainment community so far.
Absolutely. And I'm so absolutely thrilled to bring these people because sitting at home, Steve was very ill, like I said, for a while, so basically Facebook and the computer were the only thing I had with the outside world. Steve was kind of bedridden for about 8 months for a while back.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these people that I'm going to tell you about are all on Facebook. All you have to do is grab a pen and paper, write down the name, put them in Facebook, have them pop up and everything like that. Don't worry about writing down web addresses or anything like that. This is all on Facebook, all of these people. So starting off on September 14th, we have the entire cast of Pretty on.
Yay.
Pretty is, isn't that fantastic?
Yes.
Steve Silverman, Stacey McQueen, Sam Pancake, Dee Freeman, who else I got here? Michael
now,
Taylor Gray.
Now, Michael, one thing about Pretty before you go on, because I didn't really know a lot about Pretty, so I just want everybody to know, like, if you're listening to us and you're on the East Coast, a lot of people on the East Coast may not know a lot about that show, but if you're on the West Coast, it's very, very well known on the West Coast. So it's
right.
kind of cool, Michael, that you're going to have them on so we can give them some exposure here on the East Coast.
Oh, absolutely. And they're bound for the East Coast, too, and stuff. They've already won the Grand Jury Prize Award in the L.A. Comedy Festival, Best of the Fest Audience Favorite at the Shorts and Spirit Showcase. I mean, it's just a hilarious, hilarious web series. It's a mockumentary of the Toddlers and Tiara franchise where Michael Champagne and his daughter, Annette Champagne, participate in like those kitty beauty pageants and stuff, and it's just hilarious. Highly recommended. You can find them at Pretty the Series on Facebook. You just type that into your subject line or your search line, and it'll all come up. But that's on the 14th. Now.
Oh wait, but you know what? Before you move on for that, you've got to give everybody the lowdown on Mr. Silverman and what he does besides, you know, creating this fabulous series Pretty, what he does with American Idol and stuff, because that's some cool stuff.
Yeah, Steve Silverman actually is head writer for the American Idol show, so he's the one who's writing all that stuff that Ryan's shooting out and everything
Secret,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan. And so that's his day job. And in the off times, he has created, written, and is now as directing. He's directed both seasons. Season 2 will come out in November. But he's directing the whole thing. Nicest guy, so talented, so witty, so kind, you know. And he'll be bringing some giveaways for that show. So tune in to find out what they are.
Yes, that's another thing. I'm glad you mentioned that, Mr. Michael Kay. Michael loves to give away prizes, and, you know, that was something that I kind of thought about, but that really wasn't my thing. So that's another aspect that he has and that he's bringing to the show. So basically when Steve and the cast of Pretty come on, that's actually going to be a two-parter that we're doing. Steve has been so nice through Michael that he's donating, like, T-shirts and posters and a bunch of other stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. I'm all for free stuff, and no one's getting on their show without bringing something to give away, so that's just my rule.
Right.
That's my segment rule.
You guys
rule.
See why I love him?
But, yeah, Pretty, you'll fall in love with it, really. It's just, and plus, it'll also give you an insight to my twisted sense of humor, so you'll either like it or not, but most people I know will just gravitate towards it. It's just frigging hilarious.
Exactly. So what about Shelly Ray? She's beautiful, by the way.
Shelly Ran. Oh, what a sweetheart. Yeah, she's got a new CD coming out. She's from Lexington, Kentucky. Her new CD is called Afterwards and stuff. She has sold over 50,000 of her copies independently. She doesn't go through anybody. So all self-produced and everything like that. She's performed with the likes of Keith Whitney, Waylon Jennings, Bill Monroe, Vince Gill, Trace Adkins, Billy Ray Cyrus, Alabama. And she actually performed for President Bush and 20,000 others to honor the fallen officers at the National Fraternal Order of Police Memorial Service. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's coming with all of her country music. And this show is going to be hilarious because she's actually having a fan on with her, getting a name of her tattooed as we're on the show live. So this is, not that I could do that, I'm not a tattoo person, but how cool is that?
I mean, and something like that is actually, you know, for sure, I can tell you, Michael, a first for At Home with Victoria, because a couple of days ago or just yesterday when Michael and I, because we kind of talk at least pretty much every single night for a couple of minutes on the phone to kind of see what both of us are doing. And he kind of mentioned it to me, and I don't think at first he thought that I was going to like the idea. But, Michael, you should know by now, anything that you come to me and say that you like, I like it too. So that's just
how
that
goes. Well, that's good. And I was excited because she was excited about it. It was the first thing. And her history of country music, she's also on Facebook. Go Shelly Ran, Shelly Ran. And just her bio alone, I mean, she's fantastic. And listen to the song Hell on Heels. I don't know if you listened to it yet. I sent you the link. But Hell on Heels and 8x10, not hilarious, but just beautiful songs. I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. And besides Shelly, now this basically doesn't really have anything to do with that. Well, I guess sort of an entertainment in that way. But this is a young lady who is, Michael, a friend of yours. And she's now become fine. And she's got this charity event that's going to be coming up, and I have posted this information on Facebook. So Michael came to me because everyone knows I'm like a big craft nut, and I love making crafts, and I make these pretty awesome wreaths. So Michael came to me and said, hey, Vic, there's going to be Marilyn's joining this charity event, which we've got to have Marilyn on one of your shows, Michael, to perhaps talk about that in September if we can find some space
Absolutely,
for her.
Absolutely, yeah, the National Pickleball.
So I said, sure. I said, you know, whatever I can do to help charity. Everybody knows I'm Miss Charity. I'm all about that. But the cool thing about it, everyone, is that Marilyn is in charge of actually all of the gifts and the silent auction items in terms of the placements of where they're actually going to go. I wish I had some music to do a drum roll. So, Michael, tell everyone my wreath is going to be next to – go ahead
well,
and say who.
Well, if everything goes according to plan, because you know how charity events, sometimes things can go awry, but apparently your wreath will be sitting next to a donation made by Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. So all of the country music people are sending in items and stuff to go ahead and raffle off for cancer. So it's a great event. And, you know, hey, if you know a couple people, you might as well pull some strings, you know.
Exactly. I'm telling you, when you because what happened was you had mentioned to me that you had actually – mentioned that to me, but somewhere it got lost in translation. So when we were, you know, kind of chatting about it again to make sure that I made the connection with her and got her address to, you know, work on it and send it, and you said it to me again, I was like, are you kidding me? I was so happy and so honored. So, of course, I went on Facebook and then put it on my status. And what was interesting about that, you know, there, and everyone knows on Facebook there's always sort of a certain group of people that always comment on your things, and it's the same thing with me. But what was funny about that was that there was a whole group of people that, you know, that are fans but never commented pretty much on anything, but that was the first post that they commented on, and I just thought it was interesting that there were different types of people, fans, that were interested in different things. And, of course, most of them were really big country music fans themselves, so that was very, very cool.
Good, yeah. It's a great event, the Nashville Purple
Ball.
It's actually September 28th. So, yeah.
Now, there's also a young man that you have that you're working on, or either you've already booked him. And this guy, everyone, is fabulous. So if you don't know who he is, you'll definitely know by the time Michael has him on our show. And he is out of New York. He used to work with Cirque du Soleil for a couple of years. And not only that, he also performed for, what's the guy on American Idol, Simon Cowell. So tell us a little bit about him, because you introduced him to me. I didn't really know much about him until I saw that video that you sent me.
Yeah, kind of really big in New York and everything like that. He's three years of Cirque du Soleil and stuff like that. He just finished up his one man show, One Night with You. He's a singer. He's a lounge act. He's a performer. He's the muscles on this kid. I can't believe he's got a show coming up at Joe's Pub September 24th at 11:30. Tickets are $20. Blah blah blah, and. just a fantastic, fantastic singer. Check him out. It's Raven and just the initial O. On Facebook and stuff, you can see his listen to some of his music there. He's got a new single dropping coming up. So, and actually, he's just on the verge of heading out, I believe it was England for a little bit of a run of a show. But just fantastic and again, kind person. When I approached him about the show, he was like, "Absolutely, no problem." And stuff. He's kind of friends of a mutual friend of ours just on Facebook, but. Yeah, his new single's called Heaven, and it's dropping. So I'm happy we can get him before he jets over the pond. Also, on the 23rd, I wanted to mention Bethany and Carl Schmidt, last name Schmidt, country western duo coming out of North Carolina. That I'm going to post some links all on my page coming up. But just a great country western. They're launching into their own little business now called Baby Cakes. They're actually making cupcakes, and she's bringing along giveaways too. But wanted to mention them. Fantastic couple. She actually, this is a funny story. She was my manicurist at Elizabeth Arden in the King of Prussia location. She actually, we worked together for a couple years kind of a thing. And then she jetted off to pursue. She was a Nashville Star finalist last season. So she's one to watch, definitely.
Well, and one thing also that you and I had a discussion about, a lot of your connections that you have within the entertainment industry, and most of them are basically your friends, a lot of these folks are also, you know, artists that a lot of us, you know, meaning sort of the mass public, that we haven't heard about yet. So it's exciting that we'll be able to get some of these people on our show first before everybody in the world actually, you know, hears about
absolutely
them.
Absolutely.
Come on and talk to us first. That's great.
Sort of our inside track and stuff like that. There's a lot of undiscovered talent out there that just really needs, you know, a good little shot in the arm and everything. So
I think
this is a great venue to go ahead and promote all these good ones, because these are people I've known for a while, and it's like, God, it's so hard. Something's got to hit someday. So I hope I hope we can be a nice ladder, a nice bridge to that.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. And that idea in terms of what you're talking about was really one reason why I had decided that I wanted to start at Home with Victoria, because as a, you know, television reporter, a news anchor, there were so many stories and there were so many people that would call me that I would want to do stories on, but because, you know, we're constricted and bound by time limits, 30-second sound bites, and if my friend Robin Marks is listening to the show, Robin said she was going to try to listen tonight, she knows exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, you have all of these wonderful stories and these people that you really want to help and, you know, be able to put them out there on a stage where, you know, other folks can see what they're doing or, you know, to kind of help them out. So I was always so frustrated by the fact that I felt like, you know, as a journalist that I could never, ever, ever do more. So when this format came up, it was just perfect because I thought this is exactly what I want. So it's great, you know, to be able to interview people, you know, that we're dealing with issues, we're dealing with news, we have fun topics, women's issues. But the most important thing was to be able, like you said, to have people on that are fantastic at what they do, but they may, you know, never have the opportunity to be on an actual show to talk about what they do, you know, for the world to hear. So that was really the reason why that I started the show, because, you know, it's one thing that you can get a soundbite in for 30 seconds, but when you give someone the opportunity, Michael, that they can actually talk for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, you know, then that is just, it's just a whole different ball game.
Yeah, I'm calling it playing radio. Right now I'm playing radio. It's not even really like you're and that's the whole thing too with the mass market, is that you're so fine-tuned by your demographic. That's what I love about the show, is that everybody has something to say. And you know what? Everybody has a story. Do you ever find that?
Yes.
That absolutely everybody's just finding it, so.
No, you're absolutely right. And not only that does everyone have a story. You know, people need an outlet to be able to voice and actually tell that story. So,
absolutely.
And what was funny about my show was when I initially started it, which was about a year ago, I was like, oh, I'm just going to do, you know, topics on fun stuff like arts and crafts. And, of course, little did I know, basically arts and crafts lasted all of about a month, because all of my friends and television news and people that I had done stories on before found out that I had this outlet. So I started getting these emails and people saying, oh, well, can I come on there and talk about this and talk about that? So it was funny how the original concept was just to talk about fun stuff and, you know, arts and crafts and how to knit and make a wreath. And now it's very rare that I even end up doing any of those type of shows, because when I wake up in the afternoon, I won't say morning, that would be a lie, when I wake up in the afternoon to check my inbox, I literally will have anywhere between 10 to 15 people that are emailing me asking me, you know, can they actually come on the show? So that's a good thing for me, and it's a good feeling because that makes me feel like we're actually doing something with the show that I originally intended to do, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? This next guest coming in October 7th, it's right up your alley. Her name is Judy McGrain, and she's the CEO of her own home-based business called Jutes. And you can go online at www.jutes.com or, again, right on Facebook. She has some of the most amazing crafts, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
This one is decoupage glass. She has these things called divas that are like Christmas ornaments with things stuck to them, but they're so elegant, kind of, you know, whimsical and everything like that. But she's going to come on and talk about how she does some of the stuff she does and everything like that. And you're going to love her. She's a fantastic lady.
Yeah, I saw some of her stuff on your wall on Facebook. Well, we've got 5 minutes, and I do have one person on the line. So this is a 240 number. Don't know who it is. Maybe it's somebody that wants to say hello to Michael or just kind of have a thought or comment. So I'll see if we can go ahead and get this caller on the air. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Victoria Michael.
Hi. It's February.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, guys. Surprise!
How are you? What's new?
Oh, nothing. You know, I'm just hanging out, listening, put my feet up, you know. No Chardonnay, though. Michael, send me some Chardonnay.
You know what? It's in the box. I have to go to the fridge.
You have to tell the story since you're all in the chat room with us about Michael and the Chardonnay. So go ahead and tell them why you brought up the Chardonnay.
Well, the first time ever I was able to log in, because I'm usually on my commute, I'm on there, I'm listening to the show, and there's a whole bunch of activity going on in the chat room. I said, wow, this is quite an active chat room we've got going on here. And here's Michael, and he's very active, and he's going at it. He's talking to everybody. And all of a sudden pops about, you know, yeah, I'm enjoying my Chardonnay. I'm like, well, Jesus. So then all of a sudden everybody started to get on him about the Chardonnay drinking, and you didn't bring any for anybody else, and what about the rest of the kids, and bring enough for the whole class. So ever since then, every now and then, you know, I'll post away about some Chardonnay.
Isn't that absolutely funny? Now, just to let everybody know, you have an upcoming show with us. What is it, in September that you're doing?
Yes, I'm so excited. September 13th.
Yeah, I love that, because you have, like, the exact date and time and everything, and you already started posting out there about it, too, if I recall. I thought I'd seen a couple of things about it.
Oh, I'm out of control. I'm a maniac. You don't get me started, because I will go crazy with something. Let me loose with it. It's over.
And that's what I love about you. Well, listen, darling, thanks so much for calling in, and you and Linda, especially Linda, she's doing an awesome job in the chat room. Normally, Michael helps us in the chat room.
Or Linda.
Yes.
Yay, Linda!
Today. Linda, we love you. Thank you so much.
And I refuse to think that I'm the only one that's drunk Facebooking.
Oh, no, honey. No, you've missed some of my posts about champagne and how bubbly it is. Oh, no, you're not alone.
Oh, baby, I saw that. I saw that post.
You did?
Oh, I did.
Was it Sham Freaking Pain, I think I wrote, or something.
Sham Freaking Pain. I like that one right there. But listen, we're going to wrap it up with Michael, and then we get to talk to you, like you said, next month. And I'm really looking forward to that, too.
Oh, me too. It's going to be
me
awesome.
Too.
We're going to have a blast.
Thanks so much for calling in, love. I do appreciate
for calling.
It.
Best of luck.
I love that. It's so
hilarious.
Funny. I know, because, Michael, you know, everyone completely knows you by the whole champagne.
Absolutely.
And then I told Michael, I said, well, now that you're official and you have an official position, you can't drink while we're on the air. So
I'm a grown-up. I know the rules.
I know.
Two other dates I want to go ahead and give out real quickly, though. On the 14th, I got Erin Brown. She does Hot on the Red Carpet. And on the 21st of October, Kobe Keel. I posted a video of him today. An audio video of him, and you have to check him out. This man's voice is absolutely amazing. That's all I'm going to – I don't even know that much about him. I just met him yesterday, but he's a fantastic singer.
Okay, well, we'll definitely do that. Well, Michael, okay. Stay with me on the line, but we've only got 1 minute left. But, Linda, Michael and I cannot say enough about you tonight.
I love my Linda.
She stepped in.
I talked to her today on the phone, actually. So.
Did you?
Yeah,
she phoned. She helped us inside the chat room because our regular Lisa had an emergency. Is that correct, Michael?
Yeah, apparently she was at the ER. Something was wrong with the chest or something. I just she called literally a minute before the show, so I'm gonna find out what's happening. Yeah.
Well, we are wishing her blessings, and yeah, we'll find out what's going on with that and let everybody know, because that just sort of just happened. But all of our guests inside the chat room, you guys rock! Thank you so much for being in there. And so I hope that everyone had a good time tonight. And I knew all of you would just simply like Michael, because if I like him, then I knew that all of you would like him. So it's basically
because you got
all
good taste.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
Michael, they're giving me a cue of 30 seconds, so we will see you back on the air in a few weeks, okay?
You got it. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. And also, thank you so much for taking the time. And, again, I have to say a quick, big thank you so much to Joe Smith with Video Hair Magazine, Tam Hush Lee with Hush Boutique. I was over there filming today in Bowie, Maryland. Had a great time. So thank you so much for all of your time and your hard work. But I have to tell you, when I was done, the news lady had to come home and take a quick nap. Thank you so much. And, in fact, I'll be back on the air again tomorrow at 8 o'clock. God bless everyone, and have a very, very good evening, and also a nice dinner if you haven't had a chance to eat yet.